This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
What's up, family? Gerald the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show. Twitter at Boss Man Show and Facebook Boss Man Show. It's the Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to the Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Well, the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Back on the Boss Man Show with Living Legend here, Coach Dan Monson here. Eastern Washington Eagles doing big things out there in Washington. Coach, good to talk to you for the first time on the show, man. Been in front of yours for years, man. It's an honor to talk to you, Coach.
Well, it's great to be on. I mean, you know, I can't talk to you if you don't invite me, so I appreciate the invite, you know. Just Atlanta's a great spot. I wish I was down there. Get a little vacay down there.
Yes, sir. Coach, let me ask you, Coach, your career, man, what's been your thoughts about Atlanta players, man, Atlanta, Georgia talent, and be able to recruit those young men, and how kind of impact they have on programs?
Yeah, you know, you have to have any place you recruit to, it's, you got to have kind of a niche, an in, you know, like I remember when Bozeman was the coach at Cal, and Cal had like three or four guys from Atlanta starting, you know, 2,000 miles away. He had an in into the area, you know. I don't know if you remember Todd Bozeman back in the day, but it was, you know, and you know, so it's kind of where you are. We had an African kid that came about 3 years ago to Long Beach State, and he had a good experience, and next thing you know, we had two more come join, because they're the people that send them there. They just want kids to be taken care of. They want them to be coached. They want them to develop and get their degree and everything. And so if you do somebody right, and all of a sudden you have a quote unquote pipeline. And I've always thought that there've been great talent in Atlanta, but never really had a line to those kids.
Well, coach, you got one there, coach.
There we go. Yeah. I like it. This start sending them.
You got one there, coach. Yeah, good. Coach, though, I feel like I wish we had a Final Four here, man, because if you remember, that's when was 2012, but we had it during the COVID year scheduled, but then COVID canceled it. So I want a Final Four back here in Atlanta again, because it's so fun to have all you guys in my city and show you all around, man, and give they have chats with you at the hotels.
Well, I remember in 2012, it was awesome. It rained a little bit, but I remember because we had gone to the NCAA tournament at Long Beach State, and I talked to SMU and Colorado State about new jobs. So I was going from hotel to hotel, talking to ADs and that kind of thing, and really got a feel for the area. And, you know, and obviously you remember it because, you know, it was a pivotal time in my career, whether to stay at Long Beach State or go somewhere else. And, you know, I ended up staying for 17 years at one place, and it was, it's been great that way. And Atlanta and all these cities have always a great part to do with it when they host the Final Four.
And coach, for you, man, and this business, man, talk about crazy business. You know, being in one place 17 years now, that's rare in this business. You know, some guys going to get 2 years. used to get 3 or 4. Now it's like 2 years and they're out. So about how the business has changed and that stability of being in one place that long and be able to hopefully now this be your last job for you in Eastern Washington.
Yeah. Yeah. But I, like I, and I tell people it was a great, you know, Long Beach State, you know, the way that it ended there was not perfect. You know, I didn't like the timing of it and that kind of thing, but I certainly don't dismiss, you know, a change after 17 years. They let me raise my family in one place. You know, my kids were little court kids at like your kids' age, 4, 5, 3, 1, I think, you know, and, they were able to grow up in the pyramid at Long Beach State and grow into young adults while we were there. So, and I really left with a lot of positive memories because, like you say, to be over 40 years in this business at three institutions, I was at Gonzaga for 12 years. I was at Minnesota for 8 years, and then I'm now 17 there. So that's what 37 years in three places is pretty amazing and fortunate career.
Now I'm a little bit, I'm 2 years older than that, coach. So I'm 39.
There you go. I was just getting to Gonzaga when you're getting going. Yeah, I forgot I had 2 years at UAB with Gene Bartow. That's where I go to Atlanta because I had some friends there all the time when I was in Birmingham for those 2 years and got my master's at UAB. So that was my one Southern living 2 years.
100%, coach. And coach, for you, at what point did you decide you want to get into coaching, man? Because I know, like, my dad's a coach. But I didn't have it in me. I'm more of a talker. I love to play, but I know my competitive drive, the way I talk off the air, it wouldn't make me best to be a coach.
Yeah. Well, that's really funny you say that because my dad was a coach, and my dad was a head coach at University of Idaho when I was going to college. And then when I first got out, when I was in high school, and then he became the head coach at the University of Oregon, and he was there for 8 years. And my dad was adamant for me not to coach. And so I got into education. I was going to be a teacher. And I remember taking an accounting class in my junior year in college. And the last day of the class, they were like, okay, you can't, no, it was my sophomore year, going to be a junior. And they said, you got to go into these accounting classes. And basically there's no turning back. I was going to be a accountant for the rest of my life. And I remember I couldn't sleep that day. And I went home to my parents for dinner on that Sunday and asked my, you know, and I was afraid to tell my dad because he was an intimidating old school coach, you know, that, you know, was one way or his way. And I remember, you know, just sitting there at Sunday dinner and, he was shoveling in the food. He didn't have the greatest table manners. He's 91 now. I can say that he's not into podcasts. So at 91, but, I said, Dad, I think I want to change my major. And he's like, what to? And he just keeps shoveling the food in, you know? I said, I want to go into education. I think I want to coach. And he still doesn't look up. He said, do you want to coach because you want to coach, or you want to coach because it's what I do? And I said, I can't see myself waking up every morning and not doing what I love. And basketball is what I love. I was a better football player. That's what I played in college. And he got up from the table, didn't say a word, came around and gave me a big hug and said, I just want to make sure it was what you wanted to do. That's why I never wanted to steer you to it. I think it was, I would say my dad taught me what it is to be a coach. I know there's a lot. I knew going in, as you would know, if your dad was a coach, there's a lot of stuff behind the scenes that are not that glamorous, that are ups and downs. And you really are responsible for a lot of young men's lives and in a very pivotal time in their life. And so a lot of responsibility to it, but I just have loved it. I've enjoyed every minute of the career, you know, had some adversity at the University of Minnesota and wouldn't have traded that because it really galvanized my marriage and my family, you know, because I had to rely on them. And so, you know, it's all been really, really blessed, really good.
And Coach Monson, for me, I do some volunteer coaching now. I kind of tuck, dabble back, and I always get away from it too. I'm not in it every day. And it makes my dad so happy that I do that, because my dad always wanted me to coach. Like, you have it in you, son. You have knowledge of the game. You have the schemes. You have the thoughts. You have the mindset. You just have to apply yourself. My private coaches, I'm very competitive, and I don't want my mouth to get me in trouble when I'm competing. But being able to give back to these young kids and show them what I know has been very fun. Like, it's very rewarding to me, just a volunteer basis, to help these young kids out and show them the game of basketball that you and I both love.
Yeah, no question about it. One of my biggest regrets is I didn't coach my own kids growing up. I just felt like I didn't want to be one of those parents that are so hands-on that it turns the kids off. And now I have my youngest son playing for me, and I didn't realize how much I was missing out getting to be a part of my own children when it comes to coaching. But I have very few regrets in coaching, and that would just be one small one.
And Coach, how cool is it to have your son as the coach? And does it get difficult when mom says play him more? Is that difficult for you?
Well, I tell those other kids, he's going to get all the advantages because I sleep with his mom. So, you know, that's a pretty powerful thing. But all seriousness, yeah, it is great to, you know, I saw a lot of other coaches do it. I think one of the things in college coaching, especially with all the fans that are going to weigh in and everything, they either got to be your best player by far, or they got to be, you know, down at the bottom where they're not in the middle, you know, the sixth, seventh man or, you know, even third, fourth guy, where should he be starting? Should he be where people can really question it? And Maddox is just a grinder. I mean, he came in, won one game at Long Beach State and won the game in overtime because three guys had fouled out and that kind of thing. But, you know, he was a reserve. I'd probably be going to redshirt at Eastern for us next year. And just keep developing, but it's just great because he loves it so much, and to be able to want to play for his dad at 21 years old and still, you know, want to be around you. And I think there's a lot of parents who would do anything to keep their 21 year olds relevant in their life, and it gives us an avenue to do that.
And Coach Moss, I want to ask you about the new ages transfer portal and how that is for you trying to being. Knowing that you're part of the old system, how to recruit young men and sit out a year, and they don't have to sit out anymore. So, but you, how has it changed your approach to recruiting and roster construction now with where the portal is and the way how some young men seem to want to just pull the ripcord when things get hard?
Yeah, that's the most, I think at my level, you're not dealing with as much, you know, like negotiating money for them, because at our level, it's more about an opportunity to get to that next level. For me, it's developing the young man. And then, as you said, they take off to a bigger school once you get them good enough. But you know, we had four kids at Long Beach State last year that all went to transfer portal after I was dismissed there. And all four of them probably making more money than I am next year. And that's really cool. You know, that they all were able to take advantage of that situation and something that is you know, ends up being not good for one person, end up at least they're getting taken care of out of the situation. So you know, I think at, we came in here and Eastern Washington doesn't have that kind of situation where you're going to have a money for them. And so, you know, my first week here, we brought in five kids. We needed to replace a lot of people. And I told all five of them, don't come here if you're looking for money. Don't come here if you're looking for great weather. Don't come here if you're looking for the pretty girl or whatever. I said, the only thing we have here is an opportunity. And if you want to play Division I basketball and an opportunity to do that, we have five open starting spots. And, you know, you'll have a chance to come in here and play at a Division I school. And all five of those kids committed on their visit. So I feel like, you know, you can still compete at this level and still be able to maintain, but it's trickle down, just like, you know, I remember when the NBA started all the pick and rolls and everybody thought it was crazy. And now that's all anybody in college does. And mm-hmm. now it trickles down to high school. The same with all the money and everything, you know, it's really a relevant deal. And really, for all my friends that are BCS, you know, coaches in those Power Five leagues, or it's really a difficult deal. But at this level right now, just keeping them is there. But getting them, I think there's still a lot of kids out there that are still just looking for the opportunity to play Division One.
And Coach Monson, what's your thoughts on the Big Sky? How it's improved over the years as a mid-major conference, from what Travis DeCure does in Montana, Matt does it. And over in Montana State, what Eric does at Weber, and all those guys in the league, and my man Steve as well, and then Northern Colorado, what he does. So talk about just all that, man, how the conference has gotten better over the years, how this guy truly has high-level talent, high-level coaching, and people should watch it, boy. I know it's come off late at night. People should really pay attention to what's going on out there in the Big Sky.
Well, I'll tell you what, you need to tell me, because you know the coaches in our league better than I do. You're rattling off guys. I'm like, man, I need to learn all these coaches' names and stuff in this league, you know. But I got great respect for the Big Sky. As I said, my dad was a head coach when I was in college. I went to the University of Idaho to play football, and he was a basketball coach at Idaho. So that was in the Big Sky, and I know how tough it was. I mean, his first year, I think he won three games or five games in his whole season. And I think it's very comparable to the league I just left. It's the Big West. A lot more a talent, a lot better basketball than I think people would realize, you know, in the South or in the East, with the time zone, don't get to see some of the games. But I mean, just us at Long Beach last year, we went into DePaul and we won at DePaul. We went into USC and won at USC. We went into Michigan and in the Big Ten and won at Michigan. And I think we're the only school in the country last year that had true road wins, you know, in the Big Ten, the Big East, and the Pac-12. So, you know, there's good basketball played at this level. And like I said, there's a lot of kids out there that can play. And here's places like this, Eastern Washington or Long Beach State, gives you that opportunity, and kids take advantage of it.
Yeah, two more for you, Coach, and one of them being scheduling. How tough is this non-conference scheduling coming for you guys, man, trying to get games out there, man, having to figure out these two-for-ones or MTEs, man? I know it's the hardest job you have besides recruiting and scheduling. So how's that been going for you and your staff?
Well, you know, last year when we had a good team coming back at Long Beach State, I mean, like you're saying, we couldn't get games. I think we had one Division I home game in the preseason. But when you take a job like this where Eastern's been really good, but as soon as David Riley announced that he was taking the job at Washington State, they had four returning starters. They all went in a portal. So people looked at that and said, okay, there's our easy win. So we had an easy time making a schedule. When I got here, there was only one game on the schedule. They couldn't get any because of those four players all returning. And a week after I got the job, our schedule was filled up. I mean, my phone was ringing off the hook because people were like, okay, there's no way Eastern's going to be any good next year with all these guys leaving. But I think we're going to have a competitive team on the floor. And we've got, I think, a really good schedule. And obviously, I've always, since my days at Gonzaga, been a philosophy of it's really a true preseason, and we want to just get better and play the best we can. And we've got some really good BCS games on the schedule, and really some games that we have an opportunity to win at. And so I'm excited about it.
Now, Coach, last one for you. You know, on the show, we don't talk about food on the show, Coach. So for you and your staff, those long hours you kept this spring, what's the places you all hit up in the Spokane, Chinchin area to find you all some good food to give you a few to get this team built and get this schedule done?
Well, my dad was a head coach at Cheney High School when I was born. So I lived here through the fourth grade and then living at Gonzaga's campus is 20 minutes away. I will give a shout out to Chaps. It's a great breakfast place. And Coach Few and his wife Marcy had my son and I and a couple of people to dinner last night. We had dinner at Chaps for the first time. It's right kind of on the way to Cheney from Spokane. Awesome place that it was not here when I lived here before. So I'm kind of getting to new places, but I got my staples, you know, the Jack and Dan's Tavern. We got great food where John Stockton's dad used to own, and a good friend of mine, Jeff Condell, and Kevin Mack own it now. So there's a lot of good spots in Spokane and Cheney to eat. So I can't single them all out.
All right, Coach, I told you off there, man. It was fun talking to you, Coach. You're a legend in my book, man. I've always been a fan of yours. Been an honor, man. And I hope I do this again real soon, Coach. I hope to see you in a live period. I'll be out and about in a live period, so hopefully I catch you at one of these events, man.
Well, come out and send me one of those. When we see you at those events, just send me one of those Atlanta players. I like their games.
I sure will, Coach. I got you, buddy.
All right, man. Yeah, I'm going to hold you to it.
Yes, sir.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Well, the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.